joining us now on the Ticket Hotline to discuss one of the stunning news headlines of the day yesterday, the story that Al Gore and Tipper Gore will be divorcing, is the former vice president himself. Al Gore joins us on the hotline. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Well, Craig and George, it's certainly good to be on with you.
Well, it's tough that we have to bring you on under these circumstances. We are sorry to hear about the separation.
Well, yes, it's true that Tipper and I have separated after 40 years of marriage, but so I'm on the free market. Let me hear from you, ladies.
Oh, my gosh.
Come on, P1s. I'll be honest with you. Tipper turned into an inconvenient bitch.
Oh, my gosh.
You heard it. You heard me.
Yeah, we did hear you.
That's a terrible thing to say.
And my only regret is that by separating, we just doubled our carbon footprint. Two houses now, but you know all that global warming stuff? Who cares? I just want to get my vagina on.
What?
I'm sorry. You heard me.
Again, we did hear you.
Yeah, we did hear you.
So, I want to deliver some carbon-based emissions to some lucky girl in a bar.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you are ready to roll, aren't you?
Oh, absolutely, Craig. And certainly appreciate you saying that. I look forward to sleeping around. I'm going to spill more seed than in BP spills oil.
Oh, my gosh.
That ties in with the current event.
Yeah, you're still very political savvy.
So what happened here? What wrong?
Well, George, thank you for asking. This all started a long time ago, and matter of fact, you know why I invented the Internet? To meet women. Invented it 50 years ago, and finally figured out how to use it last week. And you guys ever heard of Facebook?
Oh, yeah, we've heard of it, sure enough.
Well, that's what I used to find my old high school flame.
Wow, well. Okay. Took you a while, but good for you.
Already nailed her and moved on from that.
Oh, gosh.
What I did was I sat Tipper down a couple weeks ago, gave her a PowerPoint presentation on why we should separate, showed her some charts and graphs about how her weight has gone up, correspondingly my sex drive has gone down. So it's not an example of global warming, but spousal cooling.
Uh-huh. Oh, my gosh.
Right. And said that, in conclusion, we should move on.
You were very scientific.
Very scientific. She agreed. She said she was tired of living with a guy who spoke like I did and ballooned up like I did, too. So,
so it was a mutual decision.
Mutual decision. And it's not like I care what people think about me and doing this. Separating after 40 years of marriage, but to show how much I don't care about what people think of me, I've grown a toothbrush mustache.
You have?
What?
Just like Michael Jordan.
We were speculating about that maybe an hour ago.
I heard you guys on the Internet on 1700 and
okay.
Heard you calling his mustache a Hitler.
Yeah.
I share that same mustache, and I don't call it a Hitler. I call it an Adolf Hitler.
Oh, my God.
What do you think of that?
Well,
I think that's shocking, yeah.
A lot of people don't know their history. A lot of people don't know Hitler lost a bet shortly after World War I and had to wear a Charlie Chaplin for the next 30 years. And
boy,
that's why he had that mustache.
No idea.
Huh, I'd never heard that before.
Well, this is a failed character. Bye.
Okay.
That was a quick ending. That's Al Gore with us here on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. It's 8:45.